News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Oh, it's a gorgeous. This is definitely Chamber of Commerce weather to this morning. I love it. Today is going to be a great day. It's going to be an awesome weekend. What you got going on? Let us know. 850-437-1620. In the studio, I have Todd Thompson, the president of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. How you doing this morning, Todd?
I'm great, Jake. How are you?
I'm doing great. We were talking a little bit before the show started. It's hard to believe that we're already gearing up for Independence Day.
Yeah, so we're very excited to again be partnering with the Pensacola Young Professionals. The Chamber and PYP are working together on the 4th of July fireworks. And we have Michael Tona, who's the president of Pensacola Young Professionals, here with us as well. And yeah, we're just here to share some information about this year's event and how people can enjoy the fireworks.
Sorry, I was checking. Our text 850-437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions or comments. So we're talking about 4th of July. Sorry, fill me in here. What's going on? Pensacola Young Professionals.
Yeah,
Mike, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. The Pensacola fireworks are going to be happening on July 4th, downtown Pensacola. Pensacola Young Professionals with the Pensacola Chamber.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, lean in a little bit there. Yeah, there we go.
Along with the Pensacola Chamber, the Pensacola Young Professionals partnered last year. Was our first year doing it, and we're excited. Last year was a fantastic experience for everybody, and we're so excited to be doing it again this year.
Tell us a little bit about the Pensacola Young Professionals for people who might not be familiar with that. What do you guys do?
So, yeah, the Pensacola Young Professionals was actually founded around 2005, 2006 to be a voice for young professionals in the local Pensacola community. Around that time, we were being a voice for the Maritime Park Project. And so through then and since then, the Young Professional Organization has kind of, you know, evolved over the years. And right now, we're very much focused on developing young professionals, connecting young professionals with each other, and also retaining young talents in the Pensacola area as well.
That's definitely important around here, because I know we have a lot of bright individuals that have a lot of great ideas and a lot of great skills, and we want to keep them here because we have a lot going on in Pensacola, not just in the aviation industry, but we've got a lot of tech starting to boom here. So I'm really excited. Thank you for the work that you do in keeping these young professionals here. What are some of the things that Pensacola Young Professionals do? Like, you have mixers. I mean, how do you get these people together?
Yeah, so we actually have several different avenues that we go down. So we do have our most popular event is our happy hours that we mm-hmm. have once a month. And with that event, we typically try and go to different bars or different breweries or local businesses.
That's where the young professionals are hanging out, right?
That's true. Yeah, but those are definitely our most popular events sure. But more on the business side of things, we mm-hmm. do professional development workshops. Our past one actually was early this week. It was how to tailor your resume. We bring in different speakers and just provide that benefit to our members as well to, you know, excel in certain career fields and as all that stuff. And mm-hmm. along with many, many, many other programs that we do.
Right. So fireworks, how does that fit in? What made you guys want to get involved in that?
So actually, we were approached by Saratoma, who had controlled the fireworks for many, many years. And with the help of the Pensacola Chamber, the Pensacola Young Professionals, we decided, you know, this would be a great benefit for Pensacola. And along with getting our name out there more, mm-hmm. More towards the younger generation that we have in Pensacola. And so we felt like that would be a fantastic opportunity to put our heads together and help the community the best we can.
Yeah, and this is going to be a great event. Everybody loves fireworks. It was the 4th of July, the word's out on Pensacola. People are going to be here, especially since the Blue Angels documentary came out. I think just all eyes are on Pensacola, and, you know, be ready, because there's going to be a lot of people here this year, and it's only going to grow, I think. So what's a good website? It's PensacolaFireworks.com?
PensacolaFireworks.com, that's correct. That's specifically to the Pensacola fireworks going on. Pensacola Young Professionals is PensacolaYP.com.
Okay. All right. All right. So, Todd.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us how you fit into this. What are you doing to help Pensacola Young Professionals in the chamber?
Yeah. So, we've got a great relationship with Pensacola Young Professionals. And it's something that's been important to me since moving into this role at the Chamber is that, you know, we work together. We've had, you know, beyond the fireworks for the last couple of years, we've done Mentor Pensacola, which has brought, you know, folks in the business community who have some experience and paired them with folks who are up and coming to provide that mentor relationship. So that's been something that's been very successful. We have, you know, socials together. We do a number of things just to, you know, try to integrate those who are up and coming in our community into the business community, create those avenues. So, you know, like you said, it's so important to create an environment where young people want to be in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of great things that have happened in the last, you know, 10 to 15 years that have helped that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we also got to make sure that we have the right jobs that are available for folks who are just getting out of college, who are young, early in their career. So you know, they don't have to go somewhere else and get experience and then come back.
Right.
We want them to, if they were born and raised in Pensacola, or if they went to Pensacola State College or UWF or Pensacola Christian College, mm-hmm. for them to graduate and get a job here and stay here and grow mm-hmm. our economy.
It's a lot easier to excel when you have that family unit, you know, and that support right there in your hometown. You don't feel like you have to go away for it. 850-437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions, comments. We're talking about fireworks, 4th of July. Let's real quick, let's talk about if somebody's listening and they want to be a vendor, if they want to participate, how do people get in contact? What do they have to do? We're talking about all the food trucks and activities and things like that. How do people sign up for that?
Yeah, so again, you can go to PensacolaFireworks.com. It's got all the information about the day. We will have vendor registration open and through next week. And it's $260 for any type of vendor, food truck, or if you're arts and crafts, trying to sell arts and crafts or face painting, anything like that. So you can go and sign up there. You know, we'll be starting probably around 2 o'clock, having the streets blocked off. Mm-hmm. And so you can start coming down at that point if you want to get set up, get your spot. But we'll have the food trucks and other vendors down there to enjoy throughout the day.
All right. And, of course, we're talking about 4th of July. It's hard to believe that that time is already here. Independence Day celebration right here in Pensacola, thanks to our Greater Pensacola Chamber and Pensacola Young Professionals. I've got Michael Tona. Is that right?
That is correct.
All right. Yes, Tona. Got it right. First time. Michael Tona in the studio. Your normal job is State Farm, right?
That is correct. Yeah. My normal job is over at Tyler Kirsch's State Farm.
Yeah. I have a connection to State Farm, albeit indirect. Usually when I say, hey, my name's Jake, I know that's the next two or three words in somebody's mind when they pop in. So it's fun, though. It's been a great ad campaign for them. So I'm glad. I'm happy you guys are pairing with us for this. Our own Cat Country is going to be involved in this, and News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Let us know if you have any questions or comments. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back to talk about fireworks celebration, 4th of July, Independence Day. It's going to be a great time. And let us know if you have any questions, comments. It's Pensacola's expert panel, News Radio Pensacola. We'll be right back.
Got a bug problem or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, Whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe. News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining us. We're talking about Independence Day, 4th of July. It's right around the corner. We're getting ready for it. The summer is flying by already. Yesterday, we had our longest day of light for the year for our summer solstice, so that's awesome. Man, it just seems like the year just started, and here we are already at 4th of July. We're talking about fireworks. This is going to be a great celebration. Our own Pensacola Chamber of Commerce and Pensacola Young Professionals have teamed up with some other great sponsors, other great people like our own Cat Country 98.7 crew and News Radio Pensacola is going to be around. And there's still time to sign up for vendors, if you want to be a part of this. What I want to talk about real quick, and if you have any questions or comments, let us know, 850-437-1620. Where's a good spot? Because I know a lot of people, especially, they may have been in town for a short amount of time. They may have just moved here. Where do they go? Where's a good spot? Where's it going to be crowded? Where are these fireworks being shot off from? Like, let's get the details here. What's the inside scoop?
So there's, you got some options. Mm-hmm. Bayfront Parkway will be closed from basically Gregory Street to I think Balin. That okay. area will be completely closed off. So you can come along any part of that stretch of highway and get your seat there. The fireworks will be actually shot off from the port of Pensacola okay. on the east side, so the side that's closest to the bridge.
All right.
So that's, probably you want to be more towards that direction to get the best seat, but, you should be able to get a good spot anywhere along Bayfront. Mm-hmm. And, also want to mention that, Peter Muget is again sponsoring the, Pensacola Symphony. They'll be at Community Maritime Park, leading up to the fireworks show. So if that's something that interests you, you can check that out as well.
All right. And you can see the fireworks from that spot too? Or
yes. Do you have to, okay. You'll be able to see
great.
It. Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about music since you mentioned him. So our own Cat Country, I think, has organized the music, right, to be simulcast during the show?
That's correct, yes.
All right. And that'll be on 98.7. So the symphony I'm taking it is going to play up to the show, and then they'll stop, and then we'll simulcast our play along music, right?
That's great.
That'll be really, really cool. That's something that's great. I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What other things can we expect to see? I know we're going to have vendors lined up along the road. We're going to have, of course, the amazing fireworks show. What are some of your favorite parts of this time of year and what goes on downtown?
Honestly, you know, just having everybody out there, the crowds are always fantastic. The families out there, is also, you know, amazing to see out there for sure. They're just hanging out with their families, enjoying the time, enjoying the weather. And all of our food trucks, you know, we'll have plenty of food trucks. They're all local food trucks, out there. They're always a big hit, for sure.
That's really boomed, the whole food truck revolution. I love it, man.
Yeah, Pensacola especially. Yeah, we have a huge food truck industry, and it's honestly amazing. We love having their support. We love having having them out there, and they always provide some great food for the patrons of the Pensacola fireworks.
Mm-hmm. What made you want to get involved with Pensacola Young Professionals?
So I actually got involved because I was actually previously in corrections, and so I decided to leave that field and start pursuing something more. And I've always known that Pensacola Young Professionals was a great way to connect with young professionals and find that better career field and, you know, find that friend group. So I just started, honestly, I went to a happy hour and connect with some of the leadership there. And they introduced me to a lot of people. And so through that, I was able to secure a job at Pensacola Sports for a little while and just kind of hone my skills and everything like that. It's always a great opportunity. I've met many other members of ours that have been in similar situations. They're just looking for, you know, ways to connect, ways to find that career field. And I would have to say probably more than 50% of them end up finding their career field, their passion, through connecting with other young professionals in the organization.
Nice. Yeah. Sometimes it just takes seeing something happening, seeing, you know, a movement, seeing people getting involved in something. And then you're like, oh, I can put my skills to work there. I can help this out. And you've got a network to do that. And that's what's great about the Pensacola Chamber, Pensacola Young Professionals. We have lots of great groups like that here in our community where people just get together and it's a synergy. It really is. And talk about synergy for just feeling that feeling for Independence Day when everybody gets together, like you said, all the families going down around town and getting some food at the food trucks. This is going to be a great event. We're going to have music simulcast. There's going to be the symphony playing down at, you said Maritime Park?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's a great place to view as well. So 850-437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions, comments. Of course, it's free, right, for to see
the
fireworks?
I think for the symphony, I think there is a charge for that.
Right.
So you definitely check that out online.
Yeah, but to just cruise down there and get you a good spot somewhere and watch the fireworks, it's totally free there. If you want to go to the Maritime Park, we'll probably look that up and see what the cost is for that. But that'll be well worth it, whatever it is. All right, we're going to take another quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more. We're talking about Independence Day, 4th of July fireworks. It's going to be a huge celebration brought to you by 98.7 Cat Country, our own News Radio Pensacola here, and Pensacola Young Professionals and our greater Chamber of Commerce. Go to PensacolaFireworks.com if you want to sign up to be a vendor or if you just need some information on the event. And we'll be right back with more Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio Pensacola.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter gutter protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Why is Commissioner James Caulkins opposing the District 1 Medical Examiner's facility again? He actually said that he is opposed to it because he has a problem with the former county administrator who is the operations director for the facility. Teenagers defacing a pride flag painted on the street in Spokane, Washington, and being charged with a felony over that. And do you use cloud storage or do you want it on your computer? You can listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're talking about Independence Day, 4th of July. It's right around the corner. I can't even believe it. This year is just flying by. But we're going to have a great fireworks celebration going on downtown Pensacola, brought to you by our Greater Chamber of Commerce for Pensacola and our Pensacola Young Professionals, PYP, in the house. Go to PensacolaFireworks.com for more information. You can sign up to be a vendor and get all the information you need there. It's going to be a great event brought to you by Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, of course, WEAR Channel 3, Cox, Martin Minetta or Marietta? Minetta. Okay. All right. And I'll get that right one day. And of course, you know, everybody here in Escambia County is going to be there bringing out the families for the food trucks and all of the spectacular sights that are going to be. There's going to be a very, very big show. But if it does rain, you were telling me during the break, there is no rain date makeup for this, right?
Right. Just because there's so many logistical things that have to be done
right.
In terms of closing off the road and mm-hmm. those sorts of things. So if we are rained out and pray that it doesn't rain,
right.
there is no makeup day. Mm. So July 4th is the day one way or the other.
And since we're dealing with fireworks and I guess they have to light things and things have to be super dry, I guess for that to all work correctly, if it's just like a little sprinkle, are we done? I mean, does it have to be a full downpour? Have we experienced this before?
I think it would have to be pretty
substantial.
Heavy, yeah, for it to be canceled.
Good deal. Well, we'll just keep our fingers crossed for that. Go to PensacolaFireworks.com for more information. Our Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce and Pensacola Young Professionals have teamed up. And what time are the festivities going to begin?
So the roads will be blocked off starting at 2 p.m.
Okay.
Day of. And, you know, fireworks will go at about 9:05.
Ooh, okay.
You know, show should last between 15 and 20 minutes.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, come on down and enjoy it. I do want to mention we will have some tents set up. If you need some information or right. if there are issues, you can come by and see us. We'll have some tents set up at the corner of 9th Avenue and Bayfront at Veterans Memorial Park. So we'll be there early. And if anything comes up, please, or just come by and see us. We'll be selling t-shirts.
Nice.
And, you know, we'll be happy to see you.
All right. Go to PensacolaFireworks.com. Michael, Todd, thank you so much for being here.